Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 20th of January, the 20th day of 2025, with a plentiful 345 days remaining on our way to 2026. Today we have the confluence of two important national happenings. One happening, Martin Luther King Day, every year since 1986, and the other happening, the U.S. presidential inauguration, every 4 years, with a few exceptions, since 1789. Birthday boy Ernesto Cardenal speaks of a trajectory that any practitioner experiences. Even politicians mature and become perhaps more astute or more cunning, and explores related changes in his poem, Zero Hour. Tropical nights in Central America, with moonlit lagoons and volcanoes, and lights from presidential palaces, barracks, and sad curfew warnings. Watchmen, what hour is it of the night? The campesinos of Honduras used to carry their money in their hats when the campesinos sowed their seed and the Hondurans were masters of their land. When there was money, and there were no foreign loans or taxes for J.P. Morgan and Company, and the fruit company wasn't competing with the little dirt farmer, and exemptions of millions in import duties and export duties, revisions of old concessions, and grants for new exploitations, violations of contracts, violation of the Constitution. Some of us may see the confluence of MLK Day and Presidential Inauguration Day as a democratic exercise in checks and balances, emphasizing humanity's connection to nature and our relationship to the universe at large. After all, on the one hand, we have Thomas Hobbes's Bellum Omnium Contra Omnes, the war of all against all. And on the other, we have an ongoing observance of one of the civil rights movement's chief spokesperson for nonviolent activism and for protest of racial discrimination in federal and state law and supposedly civil society. Heavenward this morning, our moon almost at third and quarter phase and will appear to lie near the bright star Spica. Early evening, two of the northern sky's most prominent features, the constellation Cassiopeia the Queen and the Big Dipper, will revolve opposite of each other around Polaris, the North Star. The constellation Cassiopeia the Queen appears as the letter M, or W, and contains five moderately bright stars, and Ursa Major, the Greater Bear, contains the Big Dipper asterism. While Cassiopeia shines high, the Big Dipper lurks low, and like riders on opposite sides of a Ferris wheel, the two rotate counterclockwise around Polaris, the North Star. Today in 1892, the first official basketball game was played in Springfield, Massachusetts, by YMCA students of the game's inventor, James Nesmith. Today in 1920, the American Civil Liberties Union was founded. Today in 1930, on WXYZ Detroit, the first radio broadcast of The Lone Ranger was aired. Today in 1937, the U.S. Presidential Inauguration Day was moved from March 4th to January 20th. Today in 1961, in his inaugural address, U.S. President John F. Kennedy said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Today in 1964 in the U.S., Capitol Records releases Meet the Beatles. Today in 2009, Barack Obama was sworn in as the 44th U.S. president, the first African American to hold that office. Today in 2021, Kamala Harris became the first woman to serve as U.S. vice president. Today in 1896 in New York City, cantor and coat presser Louis Birnbaum and his wife Dora, both Polish-Jewish immigrants, welcomed Nathan, the ninth of their 12 children, into the world. The normally hard life of the Birnbaum family became downright tough after Louis died from influenza when Nathan was only 7 years old. Soon he was making syrup, shining shoes, running errands, and selling newspapers to help support the family. Nathan would later joke that he used to steal garbage from a rich neighbor to put in his family's trash can. I wanted people to think we were doing well. Nathan would also credit his parents. I never remember my mother slapping me, even though we may have deserved a good wallop once in a while. She was a very practical lady, and she dealt with our problems with patience and understanding. Nathan also remembered his dreamy, impractical father. There was an aura about my father, something so impressive that with no particular effort he commanded love and respect. He may not have provided me with too many material things, but he did give me a sense of responsibility, and he taught me the difference between right and wrong. For that, I will always be grateful to him. Because he loved to sing, Nathan formed the Pee Wee Quartet with three friends, and when they earned 42 cents in tossed pennies, Nathan became hooked on show business, entering vaudeville, where he met an Irish girl who had a talent for playing the Daffy Wit. Together, as George Burns and Gracie Allen, they became stars. Burns explained, "What made us a good combination was that I could think of stuff, and she could do it. She married me for laughs. I got more laughs in bed with Gracie than I did when I played Las Vegas." Today is also the birthday in 1806 of Maine-born writer and founder of the American Monthly magazine, Nathaniel Parker Willis. In 1820, of English suffragette Anne Clough. In 1872, of first woman architect licensed in California, Julia Morgan. In 1888, of American blues 12-string guitarist Led Belly. In 1894, of American cartoonist who created Little Orphan Annie, Harold Gray. And of American Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Walter Piston. In 1900, of American actress Doris Dean. In 1903, of American actor Leon Ames. In 1906, of Greek and Argentine business magnate Aristotle Onassis. In 1910, of African-American playwright Abram Hill. And of Austrian naturalist Joy Adamson. In 1920, of Italian film director Federico Fellini. And of American actor DeForest Kelley. In 1921, of American pop singer Connie Haynes. In 1923, of American country singer Slim Whitman, and of Norwegian pop and jazz singer Nora Brockstedt. In 1925, of Nicaraguan poet Ernesto Cardenal. In 1926, of American actress Patricia Neal. In 1929, of American jazz drummer Jimmy Cobb. Of American comedian Artie Johnson. And of American auto racer Fireball Roberts. In 1930, of American astronaut Buzz Aldrin. In 1936, of American blues guitarist Luther Tucker. And of American actress Dorothy Provine. In 1942, of American R&B singer William Powell. In 1946, of American director David Lynch. In 1952, of English rock bassist Ian Hill, of American blues guitarist John Campbell, and of American rock guitarist Paul Stanley. And in 1956, of American comedian Bill Mayer. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the fifth week of winter, to the fourth week of 2025, and to a great Martin Luther King Day.